Houston, this is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville amateur radio club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still hasn't done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
KD2AIT.
C2WI.
N2OIQ.
Oh, great, we've got four. Good evening to all, N2PFM. George, how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening to everybody on AtNet. We got a temperature of 61 degrees. Temperature range today was 52 to 69. I guess that temperature is going to be dropping over the weekend for sure. One more day of temperatures up at out in the 70, and that's going to be it. We're going to try to get a lot more of the wood finished up tomorrow for sure. So that's about it. Nothing much else to report. So we'll say God bless and 73s on 2 PSM clear.
All right, George. Very good. Yeah. Cooling down, and we're getting the cooler weather now. I think it's gradually going to sneak up on us. Well, okay, you take care. Yes, we'll have Jeff pick it up, KD2AIT.
Hi, good evening. This is KD2AIT. We're just sitting here working like we've been here most of the day, and out of work here a bit into the night. A beautiful day out, and yeah, tomorrow looks like it's going to be the last nice one for a while anyway. I'm thinking maybe I might get up there to camp and take some pictures before the rain and the wind all set in and knock all the leaves off the trees. It's going to be maybe the last of all this nice autumn leaves and all the color we've seen here in the last week and a half or so. Anyway, not a lot to report, so we'll turn it back over here to the net, and KD2AIT, clear.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I know what you mean with the colors. It's been absolutely gorgeous. It's certainly been quick this year. At least it seems that way here. Seemed like, you know, we had everything was green with the exception of a little bit, and then all of a sudden within a week or a week and a half, everything turned to just beautiful, vibrant colors. And we've lost a lot of leaves here, but maybe up where your camp is might be a little bit later to drop them, but they certainly look gorgeous. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Jeff. And we'll pass it on to Pete. KC2WI.
KC2WI, last. I'm having a debate here with myself as to whether I should stick around here tomorrow and just, you know, I should actually stick around here and do computer work, but that's not going to happen. Either if I stick around here, I got to hustle along and do all kinds of outdoor work around the house, maybe paint my side windows, scrape and paint my side window, and I realized that I never did get around. I got two little windows upstairs in the attic that I take out in the summer, and I put screen in there, and when I... windows need to be, you know, reglazed, and I totally forgot about that all summer because I just took them out and let them set up there, and that doesn't work very good when it's cold. That glazing compound wants to be nice and warm, so I guess I could probably get that done tomorrow, but I think I'm not going to bother. I think I'm going to, I got to go up home for Dad's birthday dinner and that, and I think I'm just going to get up early and go and you know, enjoy the nice day, although it's, say it's 70 for tomorrow here, and only, you know, well, 66 is much different. Next week on the non-rainy days, we'll do most of the stuff. It won't matter if it's 57 or 67, other than the glazing the windows. I have to do them in the house. They're very small, so I could actually probably do them inside, or maybe outside right in the middle of the day, and then bring them inside, put them in the basement or something. That glazing takes a long time to dry. Actually, I probably could just put them up, because they don't open and close. They're just permanent little windows up there. So anyway, I think if I'm going to go, I'm going to go early, and if I'm not going to go early, then I'll have to stick around here and just work all day. And we'll have a few more, you know, we'll have some sort of nice days, but I don't think we're going to have many more where it's above 70 for very long, if at all. Doesn't look like that according to the according either for Lake Pleasant or for Glenfield. If you look at the Intellicast forecast, next weekend maybe it's going to be not too bad, and in the low to mid, you know, 66 degrees. So that's probably still above average for, maybe at or a little above average for this time. We've been, I don't know, 10 degrees at least. Anyway, that's the scoop here. The other thing I got going next week, Northern New York section simulated emergency test on Tuesday.
Okay, I think the temperature is going to sneak up and drop on us. It kind of looks that way. It seems like we got a little pattern there for a while, for a few days, and maybe rain in between too. I was thinking about your windows. I did the same thing a couple of years ago with the front porch windows, which originally used to be the windows in the house before we bought it. And I turned them around. I had them 1 year like you did, and I forgot to glaze them. I turned them around, I put the good side out, and I was able to glaze them later on. But you know what I found worked pretty good for me was I used the same thing. It was cold, and it does take a while for it to set. I used silicone-based type tube thing that worked out pretty good with a trowel and smoothed it over, and I just did it in four spots that held the glazing in place, and spring, and I just peeled that off, and I put the glazing on, and it worked out good. So anyway, good. I'm glad you at least got most of that stuff done. I think you're right. We're not going to get a whole lot of 70-plus weather at this point. Okay. And 2YQ, Dan, what's going on with you?
Hey, good evening, Bill, and heading out to the net this evening, and 2YQ here, and, hey, too much going on right now, just watching all the TV, and during the day, this morning, I went out and worked on the wood pile with the chainsaw, and so it got to about noon, 1 o'clock, and it was getting pretty warm out there, so I said, the heck with this, But I think I may be getting finished up tomorrow morning if I get out there have decent time before it gets too warm. And then just got to split it. Well, we got lava split. We split lava tonight, so that we at least have caught. So it's coming along pretty good. And got the sugar shanty almost full with wood. And what we got left is for out in the shop. Here in the house, we got a pellet stove, so I got a couple tons of pellets bought right now. I got to pick them up before next Wednesday, and then I might get some more pellets. But the winter like it was last winter, I went through, I don't know, five ton, I guess. So I don't know. But I want to see what's happened. And right now, some of the places, the pellets are really tight to get. The demand is so high. So, back to you, Bill. I would even talk to Taylor and to Kill Clear.
Okay, Dan. Sounds like you're doing a lot of preparation, like all of us are. You know, the wood just seems to take priority, just as if not for a regular heat, but for the backup. But pellet stove, boy, they work great. I know a couple of folks that have them, and they periodically do the cleaning on them, and I guess that's normal maintenance. And they seem to do a tremendous job. So, very good. Yeah, I know it was too warm a little bit today to be, you know, doing a lot of strenuous things. At least you can get to enjoy it a little bit. Maybe take a cooler day and finish up on the wood. Yeah, I worked on a few things myself up in the garage and trying to get make a little more room and get things cleaned out. You know, when the cold weather starts, I don't want to be up there. Okay. This is N5ALW, looking for Chuck Hens.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, how's everything?
Yeah, I think Pete's right. We're not going to get many more nice days and nights like this. Moon's out, it's nice out there. Just got back from Rochester. Had a good selection out there, but doggone it, you'd think it was July the way the prices were. Got 59 degrees up here, and we're about ready to call it a night.
Yeah, I see it's dropping down gradually here. I noticed when I looked out earlier it was, I think it was just about that, about 59 or 58. I think it's down a few degrees from that. But the weather has been absolutely gorgeous, and we were supposed to get some precipitation, a little bit of rain here and there, and we seem to have dodged a bullet with it, and I'm not complaining, because when that rain starts, we seem to get it for 3-4 days on end, and I'll take every sunny day I can get, and the warm temperatures along with it, so that sounds good. Okay, Ray, well, thank you for checking in, and we'll see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check in.
Yeah, this is KB2ZSV.
KB2NSV, how's your day today?
Correct, and the last three are ZZSV.
Okay, I wrote that down again. I thought I had that correct, but I guess not. That was, give me the phonics again, if you would. I'm a little slow and half deaf, so that helps sometimes.
Zulu Sierra Victor.
Okay, gotcha on that one. I'm going to make a note of that so I don't screw it up the next time. Okay, how are things with you today?
Not bad. I did a little few things I had to do around the house this morning, and me and the wife watched movies on Netflix all afternoon. Kind of laid out and relaxed.
that. I just I start out with good intentions and do a few things, and I don't know whether I get lazy or just plain forget. And then the first thing you know, I'm just taking it easy, and you got to do that once in a while too. So that's great. Well, maybe maybe you'll get a few things accomplished in the next couple of days coming up. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. Always welcome anytime. I'm going to make one last call. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Are there any comments or queries at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in, George, Jeff, Pete, Dan, and, oh boy, I know I've got your name down and I need to have you come back with it again for me.
Kim, Tango, India, Mike.
Roger, Kim, thank you, and sorry, I didn't remember that, and in my notes I was looking for, I didn't find it. But I thank you again for checking in, along with everyone this evening, and those that listened, 73, enjoyed it. This is N5AOW Clear.
Stations with or without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octon. Calling any stations with or without traffic, please report.
This is KD2 AIT, Kilo Delta 2 Alpha India Tango. Good evening, no traffic. This is Kilo Charlie 2 Whiskey India, no traffic.
This is,
hold on, stand by. The other station, KC2, I didn't get the rest of your call letters.
Kilo Charlie 2 Whiskey India.
Got it. KC2 WI. Okay, the third station, please call it.
N5AOW, no traffic.
Affirmative, N5AOW, no traffic. This is KD2 GSK Flock and welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is November 2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray, good evening, no traffic.
That's N2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, no traffic. Thank you very much. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon. This is the final call, accepting all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2 GSK, no other stations. I want to wish everybody a pleasant evening. 73 going back to the main frequency. Have a good night.